Well, we are joined now by the president's personal attorney, one of the president's personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow. And Jay, thank you for joining us coming out of this right now. Your first read on the bottom line conclusions of Robert Mueller is, if you had a chance, first of all, should I say, to go through the entire 448 pages, your team at least?
I have. No, as Bill Barr said earlier today, under the Office of Government Ethics rules and policy, we were able to see the report in a SCIF at the Department of Justice on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. We didn't interface with the Department of Justice. We didn't offer redactions. We weren't offering commentaries. It just allowed us to read it as part of the practice under the Office of Government Ethics as the subject of it. So of course I had a chance to review it. Look, I think there's two things, the big takeaways here are, number one, the basis upon which this investigation began, which was this concern over Russian collusion with the Trump campaign or people in the Trump campaign, was answered very clearly, couldn't have been any clearer, and that is that there is, in fact, no collusion. And they were emphatic about that. And you could go through the various events there, and I know you have already on your broadcast, so I won't belabor that point. But there's no question there was collusion. So that was no collusion. So you take the whole scenario together and say, okay, then they move to obstruction. So you don't have an overarching crime that was the beginning of this investigation, which was this collusion inquiry. There's nothing there, they said. No evidence of collusion at all. And then they move to, was there acts that were obstructive? But I think what Bill Barr said today is very instructive on that point. And that is, this was a president that was under a siege with this investigation that we now know dated back beyond Bob Mueller's appointment, but was this Operation Crossfire Hurricane back in 2016. He'd been dealing it now for almost 3 years. And he defended himself, exercising his First Amendment rights. And that this idea that there could be obstruction by tweet, which is kind of the theory they were operating under, you read a portion
but Jay, of the conclusion I have to stop you there, because that, you're right. That is the conclusion of William Barr. That is not the conclusion of Robert Mueller, and that's what I want to have you respond
to.
Yeah, I mean, he says, if we could determine the president did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Did not determine that.
Well, read the next sentence, though. What does he say after that?
Based on the facts and applicable legal standards, we are unable to reach that judgment. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it does not exonerate him.
Right. Well, a prosecutor, George's job is not exoneration. They either determine that there is a criminal act or there's not. They said in that letter, and that's why you got to read the whole paragraph, that they don't have evidence to show that there was a crime. And
no, that's not what they said. They said they did not conclude that he committed a crime, not that they don't have evidence.
Well, if you don't conclude, behold it. But, George, if you don't conclude the individual that's the subject of the investigation has committed a crime, you don't bring a charge. So what you've got here, look, if they had an obstruction case, they would have made it. They did not. I call this a reluctant declination sentence. That's what that is. It's a reluctant declination sentence. But that's what it is. And, you know, so the legal theories they were operating under, and what the attorney general said was, we will even take the legal theory that Bob Mueller was operating under, even looking at it through that theory, and applying the evidence, we do not find that there are obstructive acts that would warrant criminality.
Well, that was again Barr's conclusion, not Mueller's conclusion.
But George, to be fair, you cannot ignore that last sentence of that report, in that sentence, that paragraph you read, where it talks about not exonerating, if we could have, we would have, which was not their job, by the way, neither their mandate nor a job of a prosecutor, but you can't ignore last sentence.
Oh, no, I'm not ignoring it at all. We've said it several times. But another question, though, because there are sections in here where dealing with the president's pardon power, and I wanted to present this to you because it involves Paul Manafort, of course, who's been convicted now, and his deputy, Gates. And it says that in January 2018, Manafort told Gates that he had talked to the president's personal counsel and they were, quote, going to take care of us. Manafort told Gates it was stupid to plead, saying that he'd been in touch with the president's personal counsel and repeating that they should sit tight and would be taken care of. Gates asked Manafort outright if anyone mentioned pardons, and Manafort said no one used that word, but they were saying, boy, we're going to get taken care of. And that seems of a piece with the sections that Robert Mueller has written about Michael Cohen.
Yeah, and the thing is, there were no pardons given. With regard to the Paul Manafort discussion, Manafort, according to the report, said that no one discussed a pardon with him or his lawyers. And regarding the situation with Michael Cohen, all I'm going to say about that is read what the Southern District said about Michael Cohen and that he blames everyone else.
And so, Jay,
and I've stated on the record and very clear that no one offered a pardon to Michael Cohen.
And
as part of the president's legal team.
And the Paul Manafort's testimony that he told Gates that he would be taken care of? That was told,
I have no knowledge of that at all, either. I have no idea of what that is. And I think, I don't know who that was made to or the context. I didn't have those conversations. And of course, we won't disclose conversations that colleagues may or may not have, but I don't know anything about that. It doesn't sound like that matured anything. But by the way, just to be clear, this whole discussion about pardons, it's not as if the president doesn't have a pardon power. That's plenary in the Constitution of the United States. He didn't exercise it. It wasn't on the table. He did not exercise it.
And Jay,
you can never take that authority away.
That's a big part of your defense, correct? That the president, whether it's the firing,
the Constitution.
That the president was acting within his powers under the Constitution.
Yes.
Jay Sekulow, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.